Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Wednesday morning. Here with our pre-opening report, Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to firm amid reports that several plants remain snug on supplies, but tight to negative processing margins could limit how much more packers will be willing to pay today. Terminals are called steady to higher, with tops from $46 to $49. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, April 17th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,086 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $60 to $68. The weighted average, $64.95, a gain of $1.10 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.48 to $54.50, and the weighted average was $52.44. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $13,968. The base price range was $60 to $69.75. The weighted average, $66.86, a gain of $1.20 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.40 to $55.25. The weighted average was $52.36. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, I've got to believe that field work of all kind is ramping up into high gear.
I would say so. This is what a lot of producers have been looking for, warmer weather and drier weather. And even though today will be cooler than yesterday and even a little bit below average, it's still rather dry out there. So there will still be net drying today, even though a few showers will pop up in the eastern Corn Belt today. They'll just be spotty and light. A little bit steadier rain maybe for parts of the Missouri Boot Heel in Kentucky. But even there, the amounts aren't expected to be too much. And the next weather system coming in Sunday in the western Corn Belt and then into the rest of the Corn Belt early next week, it looks at first as if there's not going to be a lot of heavy rain with that. So there may be a few delays here and there, but it doesn't look like there will be any problems until maybe the middle to latter portions of next week when rain chances will be just a little bit greater. So it does look like there's going to be some rapid progress in field work. There will be some minor delays here and there over the coming week, but the Midwest Corn Belt will certainly see the best weather in quite some time for planting operations. Now, we still do believe that that a more active weather pattern may start to set up sometime next week. It just may hold off a little while. So that's one concern that we have as far as maybe delays will become a little more frequent here once we move along past about a week from now. So that's something we'll keep our eyes on. But we'll also keep our eyes on just what the planting progress is here over the next week or so and factor all that together. As far as some other growing areas, it looks like some rain will be moving through the Northern Plains spring wheat belt here over the next few days, and that will provide beneficial moisture to some areas that tend to be dry. There's still drought conditions, really, across parts of Montana and the western Dakota, so they'll be getting some moisture here. So that means there will be no field work going on over the next several days up in the Northern Plains. It's still early for the spring wheat planting up there, but they will be getting some needed moisture. And then it looks like there will be a dry period of weather as we go into next week, so maybe they'll get into the fields too. Now, as far as the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, looks like maybe a few showers moving across northern parts of the belt over the next couple of days. And then some thunderstorms could develop farther south into Kansas and parts of Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. That would be coming up during the course of the weekend. Basically, they're going to be in a spring-like pattern, so dry most of the time, but scattered thunderstorms will develop on occasion, some of which could be severe. So there could be some local downpours, but the overall pattern is generally dry out there as we go through the latter part of this week into the weekend. Now, next week, it does look like it starts to turn wet again early next week for the northern half of the hard red winter wheat belt. And eventually, some of those showers could push southward, especially in the eastern areas. Now, for the Delta and Southeast, that's an area that's going to have finally have some net drying after some rain of late. So that'll be good for field work in the Delta and Southeast. Generally dry weather the next several days. Now, it does look like a storm system moves into the Delta on about Wednesday of next week and pushes into the Southeast on about Thursday night into Friday. And that could produce some locally heavy rain to slow field work down. Another system follows that. But by and large, by then, some of that moisture will be welcome and beneficial for producers as, of course, the crops need rain to make grain. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 492 unchanged. Last trade up 2.5. July, 489.5, up 1.25. Last trade up 2.5. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 475, down 2.5. Last trade up 0.25. July, 492, up 1.25. Last trade unchanged. May corn opened at 354, up 0.75. Last trade up 1. July, 365.75, up 0.5. Last trade down 0.75. December, 380, up 0.5. Last trade up 1. March, 389.75, unchanged. Last trade up 0.25. Next, July, $4, down 1. Last trade up 0.5. May beans open at 722, down 2, last trade down 4. July, 740.25, down 1, last trade down 4.25. November, 770, down 0.5, last trade down 4.5. May soybean meal opened at 197.50, down 20, last trade down 50. May soybean oil opened at 31.87, unchanged, last trade down 22. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks like the bias might be a little bit of a rally off of the opening bell, but I wouldn't be surprised if we pushed the downside by the closing bell.
Yeah, I'd have to agree all the way. And even the rally seems like it's kind of limited to the corn, maybe a little bit, of a bounce in the wheat, too. But beans sure had a weak performance last night, and I think this window of opportunity for planting progress, coupled with the liquidation, the technical picture is bringing on, is a lot to overcome, and I agree with you all the way. I think this stuff's going to erode probably into the close.
You look at the beans, July, under its 100-day moving average, as well as the Novi's overnight. It looks to me like big, fat, juicy targets for technical traders might be 750 basis the Novi's, and maybe that gap at 704.5 to 721 basis the July.
I think you're exactly right. I mean, if you look at the corn market, we're below January levels, and January levels in the bean market, they're full 50 cents below where we are right now. So there's a lot of unanswered questions acreage-wise, obviously. We're not going to know that for really until the June report. But I think as long as the green light is out there for planting in general, whether regardless of what the mix spills out at, I think it spells pressure for both commodities.
Do you think that if we break 377.5, which has sort of been a level of support for the last week and a half in the corn, in the D's, that we might see fresh selling and then try that April low that we had earlier?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a real ripe target here. It'd be like 361 or 362 or so in the December corn. And I think that looks like a pretty vulnerable level to me.
What about over at the Merck today?
Boy, things look fairly benign over there. I'm not seeing any real heavy calls either way. They both just look, you know, steady mix, maybe 10-20 either way, and don't see any revelations there. Outside markets are kind of taking a breather, too, as far as how it would affect anything. Dollar weakness continues, although it does seem like its momentum to the downside is kind of subsiding here a little bit. And if I think its weakness would possibly add some, you know, buying interest to the grains. And if that's running out, and you did see a little bit of a bounce in the dollar, I think that could plague them as well.
Anything in the cattle on feed report numbers due out Friday that might pop the market?
You know, I really haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to that, Dave. I've been kind of buried here in the grain markets, and in all honesty, I'm a little skeptical of any of those cattle on feed numbers having too much of a lasting impact on market prices anyhow.
Thank you very much, Clayton.
Okay, you bet.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. He is in Champaign, Illinois. He joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web for you at WILLAG.org.